This book is about reasserting that the core of organizational longevity is in the interaction of social, emotional, and cooperative whole human beings in various kinds of personal relationships to each other. Humble leadership can be anything from convening groups to becoming a catalyst that enables them and then disappears until needed again. This model does not displace other models such as servant or transformative or inclusive leadership, but is, in a sense, the process, the dynamic element that has to be present in any of those models for them to succeed. Humble leadership concerns itself with creating the culture that makes purposeful forward movement sustainable as the world of work evolves. Who this book is for? This book is for all managers and leaders who have the motivation, the scope, and the flexibility to create change in their organizations. Humble leadership is most needed in our corporations, but is equally relevant to the other sectors of society, such as medicine, the arts, our political institutions, not-for-profits, sports teams, local community organizations, and so on. In fact, we often see archetypes of our model of humble leadership in such community organizations, in sports, and in the theater and performance arts. This model is for leaders, but it is not just for those in leading roles. We assume leadership exists in all corners and levels of all organizations. We see leadership as a